Well, for all the chaos in Iraq since the U.S. invasion, there's been one place of relative calm in the country, Kurdistan. Located in the north of the country, the region largely runs itself. It even has a tourism website. That calm, though, could be interrupted as neighboring Turkey considers invading Kurdistan to do battle with local rebels. Rebels who've allegedly killed 15 Turkish soldiers since Sunday. Turkey is a U.S. ally, and the Bush administration is really hoping they stay out of northern Iraq. But things are getting sticky because even as things devolve over there, a resolution floating around over here in Congress would brand the Turks guilty of genocide for their actions almost 100 years ago. All right, if you're a little confused, don't feel bad. We've got someone here to kind of fill us in on this. David Kathel is Executive Director of the Institute of Turkish Studies and a professor at Georgetown and Columbia. Hi, David.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with this fight between some of the Kurds in northern Iraq and the nation of Turkey. What exactly are they fighting over?
Well, this is a battle that goes back several decades and involves a group called the PKK. Which is a Kurdish independence group that seeks to essentially take part of modern Turkey and turn it into a Kurdish homeland. So, needless to say, this for the Turkish perspective, this is unacceptable, just as it would be unacceptable for a group to carve out, say, Arizona and New Mexico and take it away from the U.S.
Turkey is a pretty important ally to the U.S. in terms of what's going on in Iraq. For one thing, because it, borders Iraq. How has that relationship gone during the war?
Well, it's been difficult, and at the beginning of the war, the U.S. Basically went and told the Turks that they were going to have to transit U.S. troops, and they'd recently had elections, and 95% or more of the Turkish public didn't want to do it, and the Turkish government listened to the public and denied the transiting of troops, and since then relations with the United States have been fairly cool. On the other hand, our big air base in southeastern Turkey, Incirlik, is the key staging area for logistics in northern Iraq. So it's been tense, but it's been a relationship that works.
I mean, does this threaten to really undo that, though?
It has the potential. The question now is, do the Turks sort of ramp up to the next level? Clearly, yesterday's activities are a slap in the face of the Turks in terms of Turkish pride. There is considerable debate, actually, as to what really happened. There's no debate as to the fact that the Armenians lost their homeland and hundreds of thousands, if not a million plus, were killed. But, for Congress to essentially go in and legislate history or try to legislate history is something that will drive a great number of Turks crazy. Now, today's a holiday, so we really won't know what.
What holiday is it?
Sorry?
Do you know what holiday it
It's
is?
the end of it's the end of the Bayram where you fast.
Okay.
And when things get back to business, I think you'll see, some activity in Parliament. I think the Turks have been
Let
pretty.
me just, if I could, though, back you up
Sure.
for a minute, David, because you said yesterday you're talking about this resolution in Congress. Now, this is a kind of separate but related kind of beef, and it has to do with how the Ottoman Empire treated the Armenians. This is back in the early 1900s.
Right.
These people are not the Kurds, but there has been this kind of long-running point made by some historians and certainly by people of Armenian extraction that this was a genocide that happened, and the Turks have really not wanted to call it that and said it, that ha that wasn't the case. So what happened in Congress yesterday?
Well, Congress essentially passed a nine, or in the committee in Congress passed a non-binding resolution condemning the Armenian genocide. So essentially, they put their prestige behind the notion that in fact there was a genocide. Now, the problem is that all the sides have not, the Armenians and the Turks, have never sat down and had a really rigorous series of conferences and opened up the archives and looked at what actually happened. I mean, what happened, we know that many hundreds of thousands of people were killed, including hundreds of thousands of Turks or Turkic people as well as Kurds. The circumstances are basically no one has absolutely ascertained what happened. And I know there are a lot of people who will disagree with this, but Some of the archives, for instance, the Armenian archives, the Dashnak archives, which are in Boston, have never really been open to the public. So,
well, with
on
that,
one hand, you have an academic issue. On the other hand, you have politicians deciding that they're going to throw their weight behind and de facto say that this existed.
Did I miss something, David? Why would this House committee get involved at this point?
Because the Armenian lobby in the United States is extremely powerful. And if the Armenian community in Southern California has been pushing for this for a long time, and we also have a weakened presidency, and it was interesting to see their justifications yesterday. But the Turkish lobby is not as effective here in this country, and they lobbied hard as well. But it's politics, pure and simple.
Well, I'm putting aside a possible minefield of what exactly happened 100 years ago in Turkey. Let's talk about sort of these times. Basically, what this is an insult to the nation of Turkey by the U.S. Congress by adopting this, even if it's just in a committee.
Well, they're certainly going to take it that way. I think that, you know, they've let it be known that they would consider this to be a major insult to them. The question now becomes, you know, do they want to balance this against the other things that they want? And they're still dedicated to joining the EU. The U.S. and Turkey have been longstanding allies, and, you know, it's a political calculation here. Do they want to ramp it up and risk a total rupture? On the same time, you know, at the same time, we have strong interests in maintaining, you know, Turkish friendship, especially in terms of prosecuting the war in Iraq.
Yeah, it should be noted the president was not happy with this resolution at all, because, you know, he certainly has to play in the same sandbox as Turkey.
It could make things very, very difficult. If, for instance, they really do close down Incirlik Air Force Base, we're going to be logistically blind in the north, and it will be extremely difficult for us to resupply and to coordinate airstrikes. We're allowed to launch cruise missiles from Incirlik. You know, they haven't totally cut us off there. In fact, we have a pretty free hand. It also would probably allow the Turks to use this as cover to, and I think that this is a possibility, is they'll use this as cover to, we're now going to pass a law that says we can, in fact, go into northern Iraq. And there's one of the nightmare scenarios, is if you get U.S. troops exchanging fire with Turkish troops. I don't think it'll happen, but I think that, you know, unless cooler heads prevail, we could be in a situation that really becomes a good deal more nasty. And I think Congress should have thought this one through. Although there was a lot of talk about this from the people who voted against the bill yesterday.
There's another interesting question I want to get to about dividing Iraq up into three countries and how Turkey feels about that. We're unfortunately out of time, but maybe we can take that up with you at a future time.
It'd be a pleasure.
David Kathal, Executive Director of the Institute of Turkish Studies, professor at Georgetown and Columbia University.
We have his phone number. We will be calling him again
about
that subject.
It's in the database.
Also coming up on the Bryant Park Project, talking about foreclosures. There are new numbers out today, not painting the best picture. We're actually going to talk to someone who's a realtor in one of the hardest hit parts of this country. The hardest hit part, actually.
Yeah, like ground zero for these kinds of things. Also, Stephen Colbert, you know him. You probably love him. He has a great TV show, but the question is, does it translate into being an author? His book, I Am America and So Can You, we'll get a review of that. That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.